Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He swings!
Alexander Steen on his forehand!
Hits a deep to left field! That's way back! Shoot! Score! And it's a gunner! Bring out the Zamboni!
Oh, yeah!
This is a legendary KMOX Sports Open Line. Presented by Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford. Celebrating over 50 years serving St. Louis on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Sports Open Line back on location tonight. We are at Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard, 1120. That's fitting. Brentwood Boulevard, right across the street from the Galleria, hanging out until 8 o'clock tonight on Sports Open Line. But you've got from now until 9 to come in and get 20% off Cardinal gear. When you mention KMOX, they've got the best Cardinal gear, Blues gear, SLU, Mizzou, whatever you're looking for. It is at Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard. I'm looking at those Cardinal warm-up shirts that I haven't seen anywhere else that the guys wear that have the big numbers on the sleeve and the big Cardinal logo on the front of them. Anyway, awesome stuff here. Come by and see us. Cardinals, Blues, Mizzou, SLU, whatever you need. It is at Rally House, 1120 Brentwood Boulevard, right across the street from the Galleria. So come by and say hello. We're broadcasting until 8 o'clock tonight, and you can come by and get the KMOX discount until 9. You can also register to win kegs and eggs tickets. We'll tell you more about that in just a minute. But Alicia from Rally House joins us right now. What's going on? What's this time of year like for you guys? The Cardinals and Blues overlap, whether it's in the spring or the fall. It's always fun, but I know you guys are probably super busy.
Very busy and very crazy. The crowd comes in and they want what they want, and that's pretty much everything on our sales floor.
Yeah. It must be hard to keep stuff on the shelf and keep stuff on the rack. We've already seen some folks coming in. Shout out to Sherry, who heard us on KMOX. Come by. Mention KMOX. Get 20% off Cardinals gear. But how much stuff are you guys turning over in here? Because even like the new stuff that I just saw them wearing at spring training, you guys have that as quickly as anyone, don't you?
Absolutely. We have to have what the fans see the players wear. And that's going to fly off the shelf, absolutely, because they want to be as much part of the team as the players are.
All right, what are the most popular jerseys that you sell? Which players for Cardinals and Blues? Can you pin it down? I'm guessing maybe Tarasenko on the Blues.
I want to say Tarasenko on the Blues, Stastny, the Blues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then with the Cardinals, I want to say Molina.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Molina's our number one here.
How much new stuff are you guys continually getting?
Okay.
Is it like daily it's coming in?
Daily it's coming in. Today shipment came in. I'm like, wait, let me think about that. But yeah, we get anywhere from 32 to 50 boxes a day. So we're going to make sure that we have a wide variety of things for them to choose from. We have new stuff coming in every day.
You guys have awesome Mizzou and SLU stuff too. And I know especially for both those schools with the basketball programs gaining some steam and some excitement behind them, I imagine a lot of people are coming in looking for the college gear.
Yes, they are. Yep, especially Mizzou. We have a big selection of Mizzou product back there. We never run out of that. That's also endless back there, so you can always count on being able to find something.
All right, explain to me the Mizzou thing I saw that is like a face that you put on a tree. What is that?
Or a forest face.
I was like, what in the... Kind of scared me, Alicia.
It scared me, too, when I first saw it, but it's a forest face.
What do you do with a forest face?
You put it on the, I believe you hang it on the tree, and it becomes like...
You hang it in a forest.
Like a forest.
And it's a face. I guess self-explanatory. All right, so folks can come out, 20% off Cardinal gear if they mention KMOX.
Absolutely.
You guys are right here on Brentwood Boulevard, and what are your hours during the week? So if people can't get out tonight, they can come by and see you.
Monday through Saturday, we are 10 to 9, and then on Sundays, we are 11 to 6.
And Rally_STL on Twitter and Instagram, and also Rally House St. Louis on Facebook. Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go get that forest face. Maybe we'll give that to Ryan Schulte. That would be a good thing for Kyle McClellan. He's an outdoorsman. I'm sure he puts faces up in the forest. But come and see us at Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard. And thank you to Alicia for joining us on Sports Open Line. All right, Cardinals fall today 9-4 in New York against the Mets. Bit of a rough start for Carlos Martinez. And, you know, it was one of those games that even though Carlos kind of struggled with the beginning of the game, which we inexplicably see sometimes from him, and I think it's hard to put your finger on. Like, a guy who is so good and who is one of the best pitchers in all of baseball last year was, you know, top 10 in Major League Baseball in terms of fewest pitches per inning. He can have these early struggles, and command was an issue today. He talked after the game about the four-seamer, the fastball, being unable to locate that, and the Mets took advantage. A run in the first on a Jose Martinez throwing error. Yadier Molina hits a home run in the second. Cardinals take a 2-1 lead. Mets get it back. And then, you know, after it was a 2-2 game, the Mets open up with five runs in the bottom of the fifth. So, frustrating game, but I think the good sign, and I think something that you can be legitimately excited about, is the lineup. Noah Syndergaard was great today. He had really, really good stuff. The Cardinals were still able to score four runs against him. I don't know, last year, or even year before that, how many runs the Cardinals score against Noah Syndergaard on the day when he's striking out 10 guys in six innings. So, glass half empty, struggles from Carlos, struggles from Matt Bowman, you lose 9-4. Glass half full, I think the lineup looks better, and you scored four runs even with the top of the lineup, Fowler, Pham, Ozuna, basically not doing anything. So, the fact that you're still able to score runs, I think you draw some positives from that. Jose Martinez continues to be incredible. I don't know how you keep him out of the lineup. I don't know what the long-term solution is because I think you're a better defense. And it doesn't take anything away from Jed Jerko. Dude hit it 30 home runs 2 years ago. So he certainly has a case that he can make to be in the Redbirds lineup every day. But Jose Martinez, like, he goes 3-for-4 today. He hits a home run. I haven't updated it since the home run, but after he started today 2-for-2, this was now his 119th game for the Cardinals. Here's his slash line, 323, 391, 533. And I know that slugging percentage went up after he hit the home run. So I don't know how you continue to play and how you say you're putting your best lineup out there without Jose Martinez, but then the question becomes, how do you balance Matt Carpenter and Jed Jerko? So we'll talk to Kyle MacLellan about that coming up 6:30. He will join us here on the program. 7 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Will Leach, our guy from Sports on Earth, also the founder of Deadspin. Will going to join me at 7:15 to talk Cardinals and Major League Baseball. And then at 7:30, we will check in with Mike Claiborne in New York. Claib's on the trip with the Cardinals and a lot of Cardinals, also Blues, to kick around with Claib's. Cardinals also today come to an agreement, according to multiple reports, they won't confirm it until the physical is passed, with Greg Holland. What a difference that could make in the way this team operates in late innings moving forward, because that was the issue at the start of last year. And, you know, until Trevor Rosenthal really emerged and had a dominant stretch right before he got hurt, unfortunately, you didn't have a solution to the ninth inning. So getting Greg Holland, getting him for just 1 year and just $14 million, I think that really changes the complexion of the club and also maybe of the National League Central. So we'll talk to Kyle and Will and Claib's about that coming up. Again, Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard, 1120 Brentwood Boulevard, right across from the Galleria, hanging out here until 8 o'clock. You can come in, though, until 9 o'clock, mention KMOX, and you can get 20% off Cardinals gear. So come on in. Get your gear, say hello, and we will settle in and talk some baseball. So good to have baseball back. It's Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line, Chris Rabe with you. Ryan Schulte to my left. Mike Anderson back in our KMOX studios. And we're back with Kyle MacLellan next from Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard on KMOX.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
The Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line continues on KMOX.
Welcome back, Sports Open Line at Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard. Come on by, mention KMOX, and get 20% off Cardinals gear. Going to be broadcasting until 8 o'clock. You can come by until 9. You can also register to win kegs and eggs tickets. It's all going on at Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard. All right, Kyle McClellan joins us on the program. He's brought to us by Amber and Kyle. What's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Not the desired outcome today. Some good to talk about. Some maybe concerning to talk about. But you and I were talking on the Amber and All Access pregame show just about opening day, and the club will open up here a week from today. But just being part of an opening day, especially in a city like New York, the tradition that they have, it's got to be incredible.
Yeah, it is. Anytime you're a player and you make an opening day roster, it's really special. And so I always look back at all the guys that are on the opening day roster for the first time or making their major league debuts, and they get to take all that in. It's definitely a special moment and something they're never going to forget.
All right, let's talk about Carlos Martinez. Struggles today, struggles with control, and you know, after the Cardinals were able to come back and tie the game up a couple of times, a big bottom of the fifth for the Mets. I think fans sometimes say, like, well, if you're a Carlos Martinez level pitcher, it doesn't make any sense why you would struggle in the first inning. And obviously that becomes a storyline. Can you put us in the shoes of someone taking the mound every 5 days and why sometimes you have issues at certain times, regardless of how good your stuff is?
You can. It's a matter of focus. It's focusing it in and being ready to go. And this has been a knock on Carlos his whole career. He comes in, it's just kind of lackadaisical, like, my stuff's so good, I can just go out there and do whatever. And it takes a while for him to lock it in. It seems like in about the fourth inning, he actually locked it in. He started pitching really well. But I'll tell you right now, I'm extremely concerned about Carlos Martinez. And what we saw in spring training from him, and him being on the backfields and saying that it was mechanics and trying to find it, and then going out there today and doing what he did today. I mean, look, this is the so-called ace of your staff, and he goes out there and is embarrassing. I mean, he walked six guys, wasn't in the strike zone at all, and I'm extremely concerned about the guy that's supposed to set the tone for your staff and what we're doing. And it starts here in spring training and what we saw here and the fact that he wasn't able to get it ready. And I told you in the pregame, I didn't know what we were going to see because I didn't think he was ready and fine-tuned enough to go out there, and he showed us that he wasn't.
So how do you get there? What can you do? I mean, you said mechanics. What can you do over the course of a season in between starts to try and address those issues?
Well, and that's what he said. He said it was mechanics, and he said feel good in spring training. You know, and for me, I watch him, and I get frustrated because it just seems like he's out there kind of going through the motions and throwing, and then all of a sudden something will happen. Well, he'll give up some runs, or something will happen in the game, and then he'll kick it in, and he'll be lights out. And with his stuff, there's absolutely no reason for him to be walking guys. Nobody can hit his stuff. Just throw it in the strike zone. It's moving all over the place. It's better than anybody in the league. But it's like sometimes he just loses concentration and missing the strike zone, not by a little bit, by a lot. And it's frustrating to watch a guy with that talent to go out there and have that kind of performance. And we've seen it time and time again. You can say as much as you want about how much talent he has, and he's the ace of the staff, and his stuff is so good, and he should be in the Cy Young caliber. But the reality is, look at his career win-loss numbers. You know, they're not overwhelming, and we haven't seen him take that step. And this is a big year. This is a year he needs to be that 18 or 20 game winner. And what we saw today as the first game of the season and setting the tone for this team and the starting rotation is concerning.
I just always wonder, like, if you say it's like focus or concentration, that would seem to be an easy fix, right? Just like concentrate. Like, I give professional athletes the benefit of the doubt. Like, you're trying as hard as you can. You don't want to walk six guys. So what does it come down to?
It just comes down to concentration. I mean, some guys can do it better than others. You look at Adam Wainwright. You look at Chris Carpenter. When those guys are out there, they are just laser focused on what they're doing. They're dialed in. You can see it in the dugout. You can see it when they're on the mound the whole time. With Carlos, it's like, his stuff is so good, he can get away with it. You look at that first, was it the first inning where he got out of there with one run? That could have been an absolute disaster. For most pitchers in the big league, that situation right there turns into a 3 or 4 run lead. His stuff is so good that he can escape and get out of that. And so it's like, hey, I just kind of go out and do my thing, and then when I need it, then I'll get dialed in and I'll go to it and I'll get that ground ball. And it usually prevents him from having a huge inning. I mean, most guys can't go out there, walk six guys, and come out of there with only giving up 3 or 4 runs. But he's able to do that because his stuff is so good. But it's like it takes a situation like that for him to say, okay, now I'm going to dial it in and I'm going to save giving up four runs. I'm only going to give up one run.
Let's continue with the pitching for a moment. And the good, we saw an exciting debut from Jordan Hicks as he comes in and touches 104 times, gets a strikeout, gets a double play ball. I don't know what the future holds for Hicks, especially when Greg Holland will be added and when another roster move will have to be made. But, you know, we saw him a couple of times in spring, another electric arm, and a guy who, at the very least, is getting the taste of the big leagues and is getting that carrot kind of dangled in front of him right now.
You know, if he keeps pitching like he did today, you're going to see a lot more of him. I mean, you know, look, he has an opportunity. So whether or not he has double A or triple A experience or not, he's going to go out there and get the opportunity to stay on this team. And if he pitches like that, I mean, throwing 100 to 102, and his slider is so good at 84, 86, and sharp, he threw some really good ones today, he's going to be a guy that's going to stick. It's just, is that inexperience going to show? He's only 21. He doesn't have a whole lot of time, only in A-ball. Is his experience so far on the professional side, and will that catch up with him? But his stuff, I mean, you saw the swings today that guys put on him and the stuff that we saw all spring training, that type of stuff will keep him here. It's all the other stuff that goes into it that you wonder if he's going to be able to stick or not. But he was certainly a highlight and has a very, very bright future in a Cardinal uniform.
How about the Greg Holland signing? We will have to await details on where he's going to go and when he's going to pitch and how he's going to work his way into shape. Tell us first right now, a guy that's been throwing, and no one would say that they haven't been throwing, but take us inside what it's going to take to ramp it up from throwing to being ready to contribute in a big league game, especially in the ninth inning.
Right. He's been throwing, I'm sure, at home to high school or college teams, whatever he can find that he can go out and face hitters and maybe some minor league guys that live where he's at. But spring training, I mean, you see relievers, they get six to games at a very minimum. Most likely they're getting 8 to 10 games. So I would imagine they're going to bring him in and start facing hitters as soon as possible and get him on the mound, which I'm assuming he's able to step into a game situation and start doing it. But just make sure that everything's there. And within 5 or 6 appearances, I would imagine you'll see him back at the big league level. This is a guy that's done it for a long time and been really good at it, but he's certainly going to have to get 5 or 6 games under his belt with some adrenaline going and, you know, some accountability on the line. When you're facing high school or college guys just in a live BP session, it's a lot different than a game setting, even if you're facing triple A hitters.
What a deal this could end up being for the Cardinals, you know, just because of the fact that it's only 1 year and $14 million, a low-risk deal, both with the money and in terms of the years. And really the one guy that was still out there that everyone, I think, connected the dots to the Cardinals with just because they've kind of had this need, especially with the injury to Gregerson.
Yeah, I think it's a huge fill. Even if Gregerson's there, I'm not convinced he's going to be your lockdown closer that you want in the ninth inning. So for them to go out and get him, I think, is huge. And then also it gives you time for a Mike Myers, who's really exploded on the scene this year, to kind of develop a little bit more. Jordan Hicks to develop a little bit more. Dominic Leone to see a little bit more of what you have in him. And then next year you can assess if you need to try to bring him back or if you feel confident with the guys that you have. I feel like they have their future closer on this team. I just don't know if that person is going to be ready just yet. And if you give them a year to kind of get their feet wet and experience, then next year you might really have something.
Cal McClellan with us for a few more minutes on the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line live at Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard. Come on out, get some Cardinals gear. Try to find a McClellan jersey in here. Let's talk about the good. And offensively, Jose Martinez continues to rake. It's unbelievable. Home run today, 3 for 4, 2 runs, 2 driven in. How do you balance keeping him in the lineup and riding that bat, Kyle, while also maybe trying to be a little bit better defensively and getting Jed Jerko in as well?
Yeah, well, you play him. You play him every day because that bat plays. And it's been a dangerous bat over last year, all of spring this year, and certainly today. But defensively, you are going to take a hit. I mean, we saw the play he made today. We saw a lot of plays in spring training, especially to his right. He's not great on going and getting that ball, kind of leaving the second baseman to really have to range very far to his left. And so you're going to take a hit defensively, but if he can provide that offense and if he's batting fifth in the lineup behind Ozuna and providing some protection there, and it gives Paul DeJong a little bit more time to develop and grow into his role, And I think this offense is so much better with Ozuna and Martinez back to back right in the middle of that lineup. There's a threat. Martinez was a guy last year that nobody knew about. Now people know about him, and there's not a fastball in the league that he can't hit. And so now you have him right in the middle of that lineup with Ozuna. I think it changes this Cardinal offense. I'm excited about what they can do offensively. They got to stay healthy, and they need Tommy Pham to get going and be the guy that he was last year.
So what do you think you do with Jed Jerko?
I think you plug him in here and there. You got to keep Matt Carpenter healthy. We know he's banged up, had a back issue to start with. He's got the shoulder deal going. So you plug him in at third here and there. You plug Carp at second every once in a while if you need to, and give Wong a spell. You just use Jerko to kind of keep him fresh. And you got a threat off the bench with the long ball. And I think that's a real value. But we've seen Jed Jerko. He's extremely valuable. But he gets over that 350, 400 at-bats, and he really starts to fall off. So you keep him fresh, you keep your other guys fresh, and you also have a threat off the bench.
All right, Kyle, the rest of the rotation, obviously Waka, Weaver, Michaelis, Flaherty, and then we'll see Waino when he gets back. But throwing Waino into the mix, those five guys, since we didn't see a ton of Carlos, he was on the backfields for a lot of spring training, we did see a lot of those guys. What excites you about the rest of the starting pitchers the Cardinals are able to run out there?
I feel really good about the other three. Waka had a really good spring. I expect him to have a really big game coming up. Miles Michaelis, I'm a little unsure of him because I only got to see him actually throw once in spring training. It seemed like every time he was throwing, I wasn't there. So I'm going to need to watch him a little bit more. But the time I did see him, he was really good, and his results were really good his last three or four starts that he had. So you feel encouraged there. And Luke Weaver, I'm telling you, had dynamite stuff in spring training and was unhittable and was a lot of fun to watch as he continues his progression. I'm excited to see, of any of those that you mentioned, he's the guy I want to see. What can he do this year? What role can he have on this team and solidify himself going forward in this rotation as a guy? Because his spring training and the things that he has brought to this starting rotation has been a very, very exciting.
My scouting report is that it looked like he was rocking a pretty slick mustache in the dugout today.
That might be what's throwing the hitters off, man. They don't like that.
Yeah, hey, man. Sometimes you're sitting around, you just mess with your facial hair. You go goatee now, but did you ever do stash or like Fu Manchu or anything when you were playing?
No, I had the big goatee and beard combo. I had a real long goatee and kind of the beard in there, but never anything crazy.
You put a picture up on social media today of a home opener in the Clydesdales. You're a skinny little guy. What happened? You're just pounding that weight room now.
I would like to say that it's more weight room than anything else, but I've filled out a little bit in my retirement age.
Me too. Yeah, me too. Kyle, tell us what's going on with Brace for Impact. The website is braceforimpact46.com. braceforimpact46.com. You guys are still in the brackets for good. There is a couple of days left in this round. Explain what the tournament is, what you guys are doing, and how people can help out.
Yeah, Brackets for Good is local nonprofits there in St. Louis competing against each other in a March Madness-style bracket. So we're actually one of eight organizations left, and it ends tomorrow at 8 o'clock Central Time. This round does. If we win this, we go on to the Final Four, and the winner of the whole tournament not only gets all the money that we've raised during this tournament, but we also get a $10,000 grand prize. So that's what we're shooting for. And it's starting to heat up. I tell you what, the last hour of this thing is so much fun to watch because you can watch real-time donations come in for all the different organizations and the strategy that goes into it. And we're going to need some help to get through. We got a tough opponent right now. But we have that going. We also have a food packing event coming up May 19th. We only have about 30 spots available. If you'd like to come out and volunteer, help package 70,000 meals that we're going to send to our kids in Haiti, kids are welcome. If you go to our Facebook page, you'll see the link on that. You can sign up and come out on May 19th. We have two-hour shifts and package 70,000 meals in 4 hours.
Wow. Well, help out if you can. If you can donate a couple of bucks, braceforimpact46.com, braceforimpact46.com. Scroll down. You'll see it right there on the homepage. And then, you can follow them on social media as well if you can help out at all, whether it's donations or your time or anything. Go on and help an incredible cause. You guys are, working so hard in Haiti but also here in St. Louis. So we're all proud of you, man, and keep up the good work. I know you're fired up about what you're going to be able to do in St. Louis, right?
I am. I tell you what, our St. Louis project, we don't talk about it near as much for good reasons, but it is rocking and rolling. We are getting a ton of support and really changing a community and doing a lot of work in North City, and things are happening very quickly, and we're getting a lot of great results and response out of the families that we're helping. So we're extremely excited to be there in my hometown, supporting our people there as well.
Kyle McClellan brought to us by Ameren Illinois. Installing LEDs will reduce your lighting costs by up to 80%. Energy savings made easy at Ameren Illinois. All right, man, we'll talk for the next Cardinals pregame show. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Kyle McClellan joining us on the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. Again, Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard, right across the street from the Galleria. Come out and see us. You can mention KMOX, get 20% off Cardinals gear. Stock up on Blues gear as well before the playoff push. Mizzou, SLU, all that good stuff is here at Rally House. We're here as well. You can register to win kegs and eggs tickets. So come on out and say hello. Quick break. We'll be back and hear a little bit from John Mozeliak. 7 o'clock hour, Will Leach and Mike Claiborne will join us. It's Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sportsman Line at Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard and KMOX.
This is the Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Live on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Can we go back?
8-3 Mets, a swing and a high fly ball, left center field, back to the track at the wall and gone. A third hit today for Jose Martinez, and he gets to touch all the bases. The Cardinals are down 8-4.
Tough one for the Cardinals pitching staff today. 9-4 loss to the Mets in New York. But how about Jose Martinez, a 3-for-4 day, the home run that you just heard, an RBI single as well. Cardinals do put up 4 runs against Noah Syndergaard. It's the Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. We are at Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard, hanging out here until 8 o'clock on the show tonight. But from now until 9, you can swing by. Just mention KMOX, and you can get 20% off Cardinals gear. It's 1120 Brentwood Boulevard, right across from the Galleria, just north of Highway 40. You can't miss us. Come on out and see us, get some Cardinals gear, and say hello. You can also register to win kegs and eggs tickets. Kegs and eggs is happening from 1 to 5 on opening day, April 5th, the Cardinals home opener, and it's KMOX's party at the corner of 7th and Walnut, a covered VIP area with private restrooms, Budweiser products, themed cocktails featuring Maker's Mark bourbon, Effin' Vodka, and Hornitos tequila. Mike Anderson likes that. One plate of food for the Budweiser Brewhouse Barbecue Cookout. Snacks at the Snack Shack all day. A mobile cigar lounge, complimentary hair salon haircuts, giveaways, pictures, live music. It's all happening at Kegs and Eggs a week from today. You can go to KMOX.com to buy your tickets, or you can come out to Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard, and all you got to do is drop your name in the bucket, and we will be giving some tickets away. What a great party that is, especially with the night game next Thursday. The fact that you can enjoy an open bar and, you know, covered and private restrooms and hang out before the baseball. So hope to see everybody at Kegs and Eggs, and come on out to Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard and register to win your tickets as you pick up your Cardinals gear. All right, one game down, and want to hear a little bit from Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. Obviously, the club will not comment on the Greg Holland deal until the physical is passed. That is the way they operate. That should happen later tonight or tomorrow. However, Mo's still talking about a variety of topics with our Mike Claiborne. Claibs will join us next hour, including the fact that this lineup that scored 4 times against Noah Syndergaard today, cause for excitement.
Yeah, I think the exciting thing about camp and really what this club's going to bring to the table is I think it's going to be an offensive team. I think when you look at how we're balanced, it's obviously got a fresh face in there with the name of Ozuna, and I think he complements this lineup in a way that, you know, we desperately needed a year ago. And then when you look at our rotation, I think it's going to be extremely competitive, and one that I think when people get to see it day in and day out, they're going to understand why we like it so much. And then, you know, clearly we still have to work through some roles in the bullpen, because I think, you know, when you look at, your team, you want to have understanding of who's supposed to do what. But I would imagine early on, as we try to work through that, you're going to see somebody like Tyler Lyons or Dominic Leone get that ninth inning.
Talk a little bit about Jordan Hicks. He was a late addition. We didn't see a lot of him on the big fields until late. What was the deciding factor on bringing him with you north?
Well, I think when you're looking at your club and you're trying to determine what pieces make the most sense and seeing how he threw those last couple of days in camp, I mean, it was electric. And, you know, candidly, we felt it was something that was special, and ultimately we felt like it was a difference maker for our bullpen. And, you know, clearly he's a younger player. He's not going to get thrusted into high leverage situations too early. But I do think Mike and the staff have a lot of confidence in him, so I think you'll watch that evolve as the season unfolds.
You mentioned the offense. One of the things, when you look at your top four guys, they're going to make pitchers throw a lot of pitches, and that's something that I think you're seeing a lot more teams try and do. Get into those guys, make them throw early so you can get a good look at them.
Well, if you think back to when we signed Dexter Fowler, that was certainly the thought process behind it, you know, teaming him up with Matt Carpenter. As you watch this spring, it was something that I think we were all getting excited about, because now when you have that middle of the order type bat in Marcell Ozuna, it makes everybody else better. And so I felt like in a lot of ways our lineup got stretched to a strength. And, you know, I failed to mention Tommy Pham in that combination, but he is someone who's not afraid to hit with two strikes either. So, you know, it's an aggressive group, but it's a patient group. And I think whenever you have your top four or five hitters that are willing to hit with two strikes, it usually works out pretty well.
Talk a little bit about your bench, if you will. Jairo Munoz had everybody paying attention to him from day one. He makes the ball club. A few other guys are going to have different roles on this team.
You know, I feel like as you look at major league clubs and how they think about the bench, it's really becoming about who can create that Swiss Army knife type of player. And so when you look at our bench, we really do have a lot of flexibility on where they can play, how they hit. And, you know, ultimately, when you're carrying 13 pitchers, the demand of what those bench players look like is certainly changing. And I think we're fortunate, because when you look at our team, we have some everyday players that are quite flexible. And then our bench, I think, defines that.
Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, on Ameren All Access with Mike Claiborne earlier today. And, you know, there will have to be some roster juggling moving forward with the addition of Greg Holland and with guys getting healthy, especially Luke Gregerson and Adam Wainwright. But, you know, I think for now, again, the caveat being, even with a frustrating outcome earlier today, the Mets in New York, you get excited about kind of what Kyle talked about, the arms that the Cardinals have in the rotation, some of the firepower, not only that's already in the bullpen, but that's also going to be coming with the addition of Holland, and then how the rest of the personnel looks, how the lineup looks. A team that put up four runs against Noah Syndergaard today. Player like Jose Martinez, who just continues to hit and hit and hit. How will he fit in the lineup? Will you, like Kyle said, keep him in the lineup every day as he continues to hit? What does that do for Jed Jerko? How do some of the young outfielders that are in the minor leagues who played so well in spring training fit into the mix? There's just a lot to just watch develop. And I think that for me, that's like one of the best things about the baseball season, right? Like, we start today and we go until October, and every day we see these storylines continue to develop and we get to talk about them, and that's what I love. So looking forward to Saturday already. Day off tomorrow, but can't wait to see Michael Wacha against Jacob deGrom, and especially after the spring that Wacha put together. Looking forward to watching him get his first start. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. We are at Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard. Come on out and see us right across from the Galleria. Will Leach, also Mike Claiborne, coming up in our next hour. But you can just mention KMOX. Get 20% off Cardinals gear. Register to win kegs and eggs tickets. Come see us, Rally House on Brentwood Boulevard. It's a Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sportsman line until 8 o'clock on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.